breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on a very busy Wednesday. We've got lots to get to yet. Kelsey Bowler is coming up, also Shelley Goldberg before we're done. But next, I want to turn to one of the Fox News and Fox Business superstars. Charles Payne is his name. And he, you know, when you talk about the real deal, this is a guy that is as real as it gets on every level. And I've always been impressed with his acumen about the markets and so forth. But I'm also very impressed with who he is as a person. And I'm grateful that he's come back to the show. Charles Payne of Fox News and Fox Business. Hey, Charles, good to have you.
Hey, thank you so much for that wonderful, gracious, beautiful introduction, Kevin. Thanks.
You got it. Hey, let's talk about so in the last 48 hours, I've spoken to metals dealers. I've spoken to stockbrokers. I've spoken to economists. And there is a wide disagreement about whether or not we are actually seeing actual inflation. And I thought, well, I need some straight talk on this. So let's talk to Charles Payne about it. Why is there a debate over whether or not people are perceiving inflation to be a thing? Because it seems pretty obvious to me, but someone's making that argument somewhere. And if they and who's right in the debate?
Yeah, you know, that sort of inflation argument, I thought, was sort of put to bed. You know, it was interesting last week. You know, the Federal Reserve has sort of been making the argument, yeah, there's a little bit of inflation, but it's transitory, which is one of those words that can mean anything to anyone, right? Because in general, you know, 100 years is transitory, you know, compared to 1,000 years. So, but even one of the major guys on the Fed last week, I almost apologized. It was a mea culpa, a guy named Ralph Bostic. He's the head of the Atlanta Federal Reserve. In fact, they've got a swear jar now. And any time anyone says anything that temporary, transitory, you've got to put a buck in there. So even they admit that they were wrong. And let me just give you some raw numbers, because I start with the numbers first, because I believe facts are the best way to have these conversations.
Thank you. Yes,
Year-to-date, crude oil is up 72%. Year-to-date, natural gas is up 100%. Year-to-date, gasoline is up 76%. Year-to-date, palm oil is up 41%. Oats are up 83%. Coffee is up 60%. Canola is up 50%. This is all just year-to-date. Coal is up 188%. Year-to-date stuff.
I was comparing what all of those talking heads were telling me with what my bride tells me every time she comes back from the store. And in recent weeks, it's been about $200 more per trip to the grocery store than it would have been this time a year ago.
If you look at every major inflation crisis in history in this country, there's something unique right now so far with this one. Americans have more money this time. Wages are actually going up just year over year, just a little bit more than inflation. But that's on average, right? So that takes top to bottom. Now, this is the first time this has ever happened. Of course, you throw in three massive stimulus programs where $900 billion went directly into people's bank accounts. You throw in higher wages because of this worker strike. But even that starts to get gnawed away, particularly on the lower end. Real income is down. Last month, it was down 0.8%. The month before that, 1.1%. The month before that, almost 1%. So overall, they're up a little bit more than inflation, but it's a heck of a race, right? If you can imagine Usain Bolt against Usain Bolt, you know, once you get to the middle class and down, actually they're losing that race. And for them to lose the race, it does mean, you know, you come out of the supermarket with fewer bags. It does mean you have fewer options in life. And it does become that sort of kitchen table thing that all politicians use in their campaign speeches, but often forget about once they're elected.
You have a colleague by the name of Megan Henney who authored something at Fox Business today and titled it "Inflation Surge Could Mean Higher Taxes for Americans." How does inflation lead to higher taxes?
Well, you have this sort of prices are going up to this degree. Sometimes receipts go up. And sometimes when receipts go up, politicians, in my mind, this is at least from my point of view, use that as an excuse. I mean, you've already heard a lot of members of the Biden administration saying that this is somehow a high-class problem and actually turning it into a reason to be more aggressive with their campaign. Now, some of it has been just really embarrassing because it seems so out of touch, and it is out of touch. It's just one of these things where when it gets going the way it's going right now, it becomes so insidious. It doesn't have to lead to higher taxes. It should not lead to higher taxes. If it does, you know, then that's somebody being opportunistic.
It's going to be very, very tough to continue to state that, you know, even inflation itself isn't having this deleterious effect. I still can't believe that Jen Psaki, as recently as yesterday's White House briefing, was still making the claim that the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill is going to cost zero. It's like, I don't know what math school she went to, but the idea that this Build Back Better agenda is going to do anything other than bankrupt us, for me, is hard to see. But maybe it's just my perspective, Charles.
It's not. It really is not just your perspective. Last Friday, there are two real good sentiment, or two real good gauges of consumer sentiment and confidence in this country. One comes out from a firm called the Conference Board. The other, the University of Michigan. So on Friday, the University of Michigan released theirs. It was a massive disappointment. And inside there, I found really what I thought was the most amazing part of it: confidence in government economic policies. In April, it was 31%. In October, it was 19%. It's not you. It's independents. It's Democrats. Stephen Ratner, who was President Obama's so-called auto czar, wrote a scathing article a few days ago saying that this is just disingenuous, that there's no such thing, that this $3.5 trillion will have zero cost. And I think it's starting to backfire on people. There was a CNN poll that actually showed where if with these two proposals, the two spending proposals that the administration is pushing, only 25%, they only had a 25% approval rating, and over 30% of folks said they thought that it would actually hurt their families. Think about that for a moment, because that was not the case a few months earlier, but everyone's feeling it. I mean, if you work real hard, you're not making a lot of money, and you go to the store and people are buying up everything, and a lot of them you recognize don't work at all, you're going to have a lot of resentment. And you're saying, golly, you know, I'm doing everything right, but I'm paying a higher price. My family's getting a lesser life because they're just cutting checks all day long, every single day, to everyone to curry political favor, to change the change who we are fundamentally. And that's why it's backfiring.
Yeah. Well, watch him on Fox News and Fox Business. Charles Payne, CV Payne, is where you follow Matt on Twitter. Great Twitter follow, I might add. You're going to get all kinds of insights if you follow him there. Charles, always appreciate your time. Thanks for spending some with us today.
Hey, listen, call me more often. I love it. Thank you.
We'll do it. Thank you. Charles Payne, there he is, off to tell the world what's going on in business today, and watch him on Fox and Fox Business. Kevin McCullough, lots still straight to come here on Kevin McCullough Radio.